This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence
Taylor! Every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, welcome. I didn't realize my voice is so shot until just this very moment, but we say welcome. DiPietro Rothenberg with you on the Friday. That means the morning roast. Yeah, big news. Jazz hands. That means the morning roast. Big recap of what I think has to go down as one of the great days in the history of the station yesterday. And if you were there, you know it. If you weren't there, you'll be at the next one. Before we get to any of it and the hijinks and the Mets sweeping of the dirty Phillies and the Nuggets now 3 wins away from an NBA title, I say good morning to the one and only Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. I think the voice is clearly the sing-along at Citi Field yesterday.
That was fun.
Because some gave all, and we gave all, obviously.
We gave all is what we did. I think that could be next year's kind of line for Raymond. Some gave all, and we gave more.
It may be a t-shirt for the next tailgate, because that yesterday, from start to finish, from the second we walked in the doors till the second we left that game, was one of the great outings in the hit. Maybe the greatest outing we've had.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now we got to get into the Mets. A sweep, a great win. Scherzer, excellent. All those things, you're excited about that. Nuggets last night, we'll get into that. Yankees, Dodgers, which kind of has an old-time feel to it. That starts tonight in L.A., but you're right. I mean, that tailgate, I walked in, and I know you did as well. Huge applause. People so excited. The place said they could not believe they had that many people. And I said, how many people do you think were here? And they said, well over 300 people. Well over 300 people. We went from there to the LIRR. By the way, weather couldn't have been scripted any better. It was absolutely gorgeous. The tailgate, phenomenal. The food, the company, literally and figuratively, unbelievable. I mean the game was great, the sing along, the people, it was just as good as you could possibly get for a day.
I don't know how it could have been better, in all honesty. I mean, outside of Francisco Alvarez throwing the ball into left field.
Yeah, but
I mean,
so maybe what? That was they the came only back and negative. Won.
Right, maybe I'm just saying, like if we're being nitpicky, only negative. I mean, you mentioned it. They were there at 4 o'clock in the morning, you walked in. I mean it was to a huge round of applause. We had cornhole, we had wiffle ball, we had, you know, poor Anthony from the company on double grills, flipping burgers and hot dogs. I mean, you name it, we had it. And I mean, the company made up all these, like we had 4 different t-shirts, the jerseys that were made for us, the Mets winning. I mean, outside of sitting in the sun and drinking adult beverages while just baking in the sun and not realizing that when you stand up, things could get dicey. Like that was as good as it gets.
It was as good as it gets. And the Mets with the great win. And I guess that's where we start. Now, of course, we'll intersperse some conversation about the day. You're welcome to chime in. 1-800-919-3776. Also, my roast. This has been brewing for me for, I would say weeks. And now it's like after yesterday's performance of what happened at the game, I have my roast ready to go. And it's not going after you guys. I don't think there'll be any animosity. It's not going after the K-Show. I didn't say anything about the K-Show. And apparently they have issues with me. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe because someone went on the K-Show yesterday and drummed up some kind of nonsense. Is that what happened?
No. I was asked to go on the K-Show. I got in my car yesterday because I was in no shape to drive home. And thank you to the station for getting us cars home.
My driver home was elite.
Yeah, right. I knew something was amiss because he's text messaging you back and forth, sending you pictures of where he was at. I had nothing. Crickets.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, right. So we'll get into that later. But I turned. I said, could you please turned the radio on. I like to listen to the K show. And the second I turned it on, they were talking about us.
Why? We didn't say anything about them.
I don't know. So they were talking about us, and then Don mentioned that I hadn't responded to his, because I was trying to shuffle some things around, hadn't responded to his Sasso softball text, and I felt bad because I love Don. So I text him right back, and then we got into it. Why? Anthony asked me to call in, so I called in because I'm a team guy.
You're a team guy.
That's all I could do, and I want to protect you, and I wanted to protect the show.
Well, what did I didn't say anything.
No, it's not what we said. It's not about yesterday. It's about the entirety of not being invited to the wedding, and it's a whole mess of things that Don wanted to broker the peace because he realizes that the four of us are going to be together for the beach bash.
Well, that's
right around the corner.
So it's kind of self-preservation is what it is.
Well, I think we want to have fun. We want to have a good show. I think they saw the videos and pictures. The kind of time we had yesterday. That's what they're looking for.
Well, we'll provide
that's
that
what anyone's
for
looking for.
Of course, we'll do that, and there's not going to be animosity at the beach bash.
Of course not. We're professionals. We all get along. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. You know, it was great, just simply phenomenal and great. The game we're at yesterday. The fact that the Mets swept the Phillies. The fact that Scherzer seems to have turned a corner. The fact that Beatty with another double and Canna seems to have turned it around. I know I ask you every day. I'm not going to ask you today, but I'll tell you what. If nothing else, feels darn good to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies.
That's the biggest thing. That's absolutely 100% the biggest thing is I hate Philly. I hate seeing people walk around in Phillies jerseys at Citi Field.
I saw a bunch of them yesterday.
Yeah, a bunch of them. And the last thing we wanted yesterday was to have this big event show up and they lose with Scherzer on the mound. That would have been, it wouldn't have ruined the day. But
it would have put a damper on the day.
Yeah, think we think awesome tailgate, and the first thing that would have come to my mind, and I think yours too, because we focus on losses the same way, was, yeah, great tailgate, but that was the game the Mets lost to.
Oh, absolutely,
to the Phillies.
That would have been like, boy, it was a great day. It was gorgeous weather, fine people, good food, excellent beverage. But you know what? They lost the game, and there'd always be that dark cloud hanging over the game, and it didn't look good early. You talked about that throw into left field. Alvarez almost hit us. And Mets go down 2-0 for really no reason at all. This should not have happened. And you think to yourself, uh-oh, Walker on the mound. Mets got to him and got the insurance run. Bullpen was very good. Couldn't use the main guys because they had pitched him so much lately. But Raley again comes in, does the job. Drew Smith does the job. And they get out of Dodge with a sweep. It's great. Really good.
Yeah.
Good job by the Mets.
The biggest thing, though, is, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is how Scherzer's looked over his last couple starts.
Yeah, it looks like he's now back, doesn't it?
I think that's the most important thing. I mean, you look at, so Max in his last four starts, 25 innings pitched, team is 4-0 in the starts, ERA 108, 28 strikeouts. So he's taken his ERA from, which is not Max-like, 5.56 to 3.21.
Well, I know you remember this because you and Grasso did the show when I was down in Orlando.
Yeah.
And it was, Scherzer, I think, had a bad outing. And then he had a bad outing prior to that. What I found to be so.
No, he had he had a good outing.
No,
when
I think
Dan
he had a good outing.
Done.
I think he had a good outing when I was, after
yes.
that. Then he had what he then had was a 5 shutout innings, but his pitch count was high and he couldn't go more than 5. And Dan then doubled down about how he thinks he's done and he's so concerned and this could be the end. And I just remember thinking, how upset can you be when the guy throws 5 shutout innings? But he was. And then since then, he's had 1 or 2 more subpar starts. And, the sky was falling. But we always said, and I never said, I could be wrong a lot, but I was not wrong with this one. I said, I do not believe he's done. He's been too good over the course of his career. And I just stand by him until there's reason not to. And now I feel kind of vindicated because it feels like he's righted the ship.
Yeah, well, I think we all understand how important he is. And I think every Mets fan has this thought you should have this thought. I mean, when your owner spends the amount of money that he's spending, is you're expecting to be a perennial playoff team that has a chance to compete for a World Series. And I think we all understand how this team was built with Max and Justin Verlander at the top making $43 million apiece, that those guys are vital to our success. And a lot of people want to be the first to the party. This guy's done. That team's done. But I think Max Scherzer has earned the right, has built up enough equity, and has had the kind of career where you just – and I know he's getting up there in age that – at some point, he'll figure it out because he has to figure it out. He has to. For our season to be a success, Max was going to have to figure it out.
That's right. I mean, Scherzer had to figure it out. Verlander had to be typical Verlander. Carrasco could not go out there and pitch to an ERA of 8.5. And you know what? To their credit, it feels like they've righted the pitching ship just a little bit, right? Bullpen's been pretty good. Bullpen's been pretty good with the guys that you trust. With the guys that you don't trust, it's been kind of a disaster. But Raley's been really good, and Robertson's been a godsend. And I don't love him by any stretch, but Ottavino's been okay, and Drew Smith is decent. So those are the guys I guess you can kind of count on. But the starting staff feels like they've turned a corner. Carrasco's given you two straight starts, and Scherzer feels like he's righted the ship. And Verlander, again, it was a brutal start, and it's very upsetting. But outside of that one in Colorado, for the most part, has been good, and you'll get to see him again tonight. I feel like they're starting to turn the corner right now, and now they've won three in a row, and it's Toronto at home. And I know, like we discussed, the schedule is very difficult, but I feel like they're starting to turn the corner now.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty clear. I mean, when you look at the number, and we talked about it yesterday, when this Mets team gets six or more innings from their starting pitcher, they're undefeated. They're now 16-0. Like that's how you want to draw it up.
And you thought that would be how they draw it up because they are so heavily invested in the starting pitching.
Right. Right. I mean, exactly right. Like, this is like you have a recipe to win. This is how we want to win. This is why we're paying these guys this much money. It's, you know, Max, go give us six or seven. And then we got a couple guys in the bullpen that we trust. You know, it starts to get dicey when we're going, you know, you're going three and a third, four or five. And all of a sudden we're getting to that middle relief where we get exposed a little bit. So. Yeah, man. I mean, it's just all in all, yesterday, amazing, amazing day. Culminated on, I mean, not only did we get to watch a huge win, but we got to celebrate it with all the fans.
Oh, they're
me
great.
And you just nestled up next to each other. And then RJ, Santi.
Right behind us.
Winthrop. Oh, what a day. Hurls.
Yeah. Ryan Hurley showed up, which was really great to see him. It was an absolute elite day. An elite day.
Only problem for me as we move forward in the day was my wife's dad was...
I got to tell you.
Slopfest.
I sat next to him. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's a great guy. And you have... No, I think you do, but you have... I'll just say this is kind of like what people say. You have no idea how lucky you are that he's your father-in-law.
Well, I do.
Like he is a wonderful man.
Yeah, he's great, and I do know how lucky I am, and that's why he was at the tailgate with us yesterday. It's because I enjoy having him with us. He just unfortunately had a day where I think the sun and everything else
it got the best of him.
We had a weekend at Bernie situation where it was like...
If he had to find the car on his own
no
after
chance.
The game,
none.
Would he have walked back to Long Island?
No, he would be still. He'd be at Citi Field.
You drive past the signs on the highway, and you see like 70-year-old.
Yeah, sleeping.
Man. Yeah, if you see this man, please call authorities.
Yeah, sleeping and just walking up to people, going, "I don't feel so good."
He's funny though, because every Phillies batter, how's this guy hitting 174? I said he's having a terrible season. Well, he must have been hurt, and he doesn't have full at bats. I said no. I said Schwarber has 13 home runs. There's no way he's missed time. I said he just stinks now. I said, yeah. I mean, right now, Kyle Schwarber stinks. He's hitting 160. Oh, and then we would get to Trey Turner. How does he only? I don't understand why. How does he have five home runs and 15 RBIs? He's missed time? I said, no. I said, he also has had a horrendous. He stinks now? I said, I don't know that he stinks. I said, he's had an awful start to the season. Oh. And then we'd get back to Schwarber. He'd be like, well, what's with this? I was like, we discussed Schwarber. How come he's so terrible? Has he been hurt? I was like, no. He might have been a little inebriated, but I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, tons of fun, but he just did too much fun yesterday. Too much.
Yeah, if that kind of thing exists, you want to discuss the. I don't know what to say, and
exactly what to say.
I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to bring it up. But I know it's going to be brought up, and I don't know if you want to get ahead of it or you want to wait until it gets brought up on the phones.
I think, I mean, listen, it's your day. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to wet blanket it.
No. I'm not. See, you're the guy that if someone else is bad at something, you make sure to take that and rub that right in their face. I'm not that guy. I did what I had
really?
To do. No, I'm not that guy.
What happened? What happened after the incident? What did you do? Did you politely drop the? Did you politely drop the bag and
and
shake hands like a professional?
No, I threw it at you.
Yes, right.
my last cornhole throw, I went astray.
Oh, astray.
It was not great timing and or assessment of the situation, and it somehow went darting right at you.
Who's the cat now?
Four-seam fastball right at you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, you know what were huge hits yesterday? RJ and Ray. They don't realize how beloved they are by the fans of the show.
Well, I hope they realize now. I mean, that's all I heard from the second we walked into the parking lot was, where's Raymond?
Where's RJ? I got that a lot.
And then how about Debbie Duhaime coming in late with an entrance where, I mean, the whole left field section, two sections just erupted with Debbie chants.
You know, it's funny
because
I was watching the game, obviously, closely. And RJ was so impressed with my skill to get into the game and my knowledge of the MLB ballpark app. But I'm sitting there watching the game closely. And I don't think any action was going on at that time. And I hear like this huge ovation. And I think to myself, what is somebody pinch hitting? What exactly is happening? And then you look to the left, and Debbie Duhaime is getting into her seat.
Now
and
I'm like, wow. Debbie Duhaime.
Yeah, and I was, it was just great that she showed up, and everyone loves her. She's very well liked.
Loves her. She made the T-shirt.
Of course, she made the T-shirt.
She's in the Ninja Turtle T-shirt.
Of course, she is. I got T-shirts. I got pins. I got jerseys. You name it, we had it yesterday.
Yeah, we had hats. I mean, you name it, we had it. It was amazing.
You know what else we had?
What else do we have, Dave?
Should we not? I don't know what the right thing to do is. I don't want to be that guy.
Oh, you are that guy, so be it.
Well, but I don't think I am that guy.
You threw the beanbag at me, Dave.
You deserve that after all the stuff you've been saying. I believe I said I'm going to beat you in cornhole, and you said there's no chance you'll beat me in cornhole.
Well, by one-on-one, no chance. Stuck me with Cullum.
First of all, Cullum did not stink.
Cullum stunk.
And I wowed you with my skills.
I thought you were good.
You know what? I'm not going to give you a hard time today. I promise you, I won't.
No, you give me a hard time. I want
no,
a hard time.
I'm not going to. No, I'm going to hold my hat high. Is what I'm going to do. But I want you to admit that I was pretty darn good in cornhole.
You were very good at cornhole.
And that's all
Very
I'm looking
good.
For.
You had soft, buttery hands. You were feathering them there nicely. You made a couple humongous shots. But don't run away from it.
No, I don't. That's all I needed. All I needed is
you
is,
and Shooter put on together. I mean, you and Shooter put together a nice comeback. We were up, I think, 13-7 at one point, and then you guys poured it on.
And what was no it? Was it like 21-15?
I don't know. Cullen was rolling as I was rolling the beanbags into like balls and just it flying off the board left and right.
He's on the line. Would you like to hear from Cullen?
I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to speak to Cullen.
All right, you don't say anything. I'll get to the bottom of this. Let's say good morning. Hey, he's a great guy. Whether you liked his cornhole skills or not, and I didn't think they were nearly as bad as you did. Had a real good time hanging out, and here he is, Cullen in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullen.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And you know, shout out to Ray. Incredible day yesterday. Before we get into, previously said game, just talking just about, like, the day, it was amazing. You know, Publicans was awesome. We got Dave to, you know, strip down on stage. It was a moment. It was many moments. But, you know, we get to the tailgate. The tailgate was awesome. You know, get to see Santi, Ray, everybody there. And myself and Shooter, we get together and we're like, hey, it doesn't seem like they're going to get this cornhole game going. We should go grab them and, you know, get it done because, you know, they mentioned on the radio they want to challenge each other and, you know, they're getting pulled in every direction. So let's grab them and get it done. So I go get Rick. Shooter goes, grabs Dave. We get the game started. Now, the game goes. I mean, we could get into it. I can give you what really happened and break the game down, but Shooter was clearly the best player. You could argue either way who was better, me or Dave. We were pretty neck and neck the whole
Dave
game.
Dave was better. But Dave was better. We don't argue anything. Dave was better. Uh-huh. You're a liability.
This is great.
Your liability is what happened.
I'm going to sit back.
Was going up against Shooter, who was clearly the best player, so I was trying to play conservative. Get all four on the board at the very least. And I got you rolling the balls up in your hand, no touch, and they're flying off the board left and right. In your super tight U.S. men's soccer jersey.
We'll let anybody else do the judge, because anybody who was there, we had multiple witnesses. I had dozens of people came up that said, Cullen, you carried Rick.
Oh, my goodness.
He was playing atrocious.
Like, I could barely look over there. You're in that the highly restrictive jersey. You look like I thought I was playing with, like, a Christian Pulisic if he quit at life.
Oh, my goodness. He's got to throw shots because he's the athlete and he played the worst.
Yeah, it does hurt him. It does upset him.
It's cornhole. You know, the athlete is cornhole.
Oh, listen, there's athleticism in cornhole. Cullen, better cornhole player, me or Rick?
Listen, that day, that game, it was clearly Dave. The game was score was 21-16. I scored 11 points out of my team, and when we got that 7-13 lead, that was all on us. After 7-7, I scored 6 points in one round because I hit three cornholes in a row.
How many times did you miss the board?
That entire game.
How many times did you miss the board yesterday?
One cornhole the entire game.
How many times did you miss the board yesterday?
Maybe almost as many as you.
Are you nuts?
I love this.
You missed the board, buddy.
Oh, my God.
All right, Cullen,
I need a new partner. He's a liability out there.
Listen, Cullen.
He doesn't need a new partner. He needs the best partner. He needs someone who is literally the best cornhole player at any event to carry him the way through.
How about this? I'm willing to let my feelings about how bad Cullen is, I'm going to put them aside for a second.
Yeah.
I think me and Cullen, I'll take them back one more time, rematch at the Beach Bash, me and Cullen versus you and the human skeletons Shooter.
You guys want more of that?
No, I'll definitely take a rematch.
All right.
Definitely. Okay.
Cullen, thank you for the call. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being awesome. We appreciate you and everyone who was there yesterday. You're going to throw down the gauntlet again?
I'll throw it down.
I don't think you're going to be as chatty heading into the next matchup.
I probably was a little bit overconfident, yeah, especially when we took the lead. I didn't realize that Shooter was like a half professional where he's lobbing them directly into the hole.
It was good.
Yeah,
I had a run
good.
There also when I knocked down like three or four.
I think Cullen's jersey was too restrictive for his throwing motion.
It's nice to learn, though, that the people are going to be out at the Beach Bash. You can hear that. You can hear the rumblings of that already.
How could you not? I mean, it's going to be great.
It is going to be great. And it's not far off now. What is it, 4 weeks from today?
June 30th.
Yeah. And today's the 2nd. So, yeah, 4 weeks from today, Beach Bash.
I have to give away my beautiful Bronco.
Is that going to make you sad?
It will.
We're going to have more giveaways to try to win the beautiful Bronco today.
Yeah. And we've been on a run, too. Everyone has been pretty good with the contests.
Yep. No, things are happening
how
on
about,
the show.
Okay, by the way, how about you yesterday?
Well, what did I do? I thought I was good. What did I
do? No, you were great. I mean, I don't know how yesterday could have gotten any better for you. I thought you were elite. You win in cornhole. Everything you talked about was awesome. You sang at the game. You sang during my open. It was awesome. Got a little out of hand when All-American Ford brings up boxes of T-shirts that are we're going to throw them out. And now instead of you decide to fire one into the corner into some poor guy's full drink.
That's like bowling. I knocked his drink over into all his over. Lap. But as a bonus, as a victory, he got the T-shirt. Was not my finest moment, but I thought I performed pretty well yesterday.
What a day.
Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. We got to meet Wes. He's as great as I thought he would be. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Dave, as you were saying, let's go to the traffic. I was like, oh, man, his voice is like mine this morning. It is a little on the rough side. But, man, guys, that was so great to meet you. It was so great to meet the other company members, to meet Debbie Duhane, to meet just everybody. I couldn't have had a better day. So I just want to appreciate that. Thank you guys for that and how much we appreciate what you do for us each and every morning. But sitting in the stands, man, I got the feeling that your last year's Mets are on the field again. It's getting a little dicey because your starting pitching is coming around, and you're only 3.5 back, and you've played awful all season. So, like you said, maybe last week you're going to be looking forward to the back and forth, Rick. I'm not so much, but we will get there because I don't think you guys are going anywhere. And I think, I don't know that you'll make the right moves at the deadline, but you'll at least try to do something. So it'll be great and look forward to the rest of the season. But man, that was such a great day yesterday. So appreciate it.
It was a great day. It was great to meet you. It was great to meet everyone. Thanks for the call, Wes. I feel, and I felt like this before, so maybe this is going to be out of line. I feel like they've turned a corner here. Because now the pitching, remember when they had that 5-game win streak, it felt like it was, how did they possibly win that game? And how did they win that game? It was kind of like heroic wins, you know, like they pulled it out of you know where. Yep. It feels like now they're winning the way they won last year. They've righted the ship and their starting pitching has turned a corner.
The way they want to win. I mean, this is how you're looking to win now. I mean, you don't want to continue to get behind early in games, but, you know, you make a mistake. I mean, that you were not happy about when it happened at the time in the stands. No one was. You're right about that winning streak, though. I mean, down to your final strike, finding a way to come back. You know, Alvarez, big home run. Like, just it felt like is this as excited as you were about it, is this sustainable? All one-run wins. And I guess it wasn't because they go to Chicago and they go to Colorado and lose both series. But I think, I mean, seriously, I mean, the fact that Carrasco's put together back-to-back really good starts – and now Scherzer seems like he's back to being Scherzer. I mean, hopefully tonight Verlander goes out there and rights the ship a little bit with after his last start.
Well, he better, because you do know what's going to happen. We got a break. But if he's not good again tonight, you're going to have to start to have the conversations about him that you had about Scherzer earlier this season. Was it worth the money? Is he a same pitcher?
See, I don't know about that, though.
Oh, if he's bad again tonight?
No, I don't know about that. I think part of the Scherzer reason was because, you had last year. This is Verlander's first season here, and he's coming off a World Series and a Cy Young. I think the reaction to Scherzer was what you saw at the end of last season. That's why there was people that were already kind of panicked.
Yes, and then the year prior, he got shut down at the end as well.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mets with the Blue Jays at home. Yankees in L.A. taking on the Dodgers all weekend. 1-800-919-3776. But we're rejoicing over a sweep of the Phillies who, Rick, it feels like they stink. In watching Philadelphia. And again, I know that they were bad last season, fired their manager, went all the way to the World Series, but they're a bad baseball team right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't know if this is just... Well, I mean, it can't be for Trey Turner. I mean, that's the biggest surprise for me is how Trey Turner looks.
if I said to you the best players in baseball before the season, you would have had Trey Turner in that list. Not at Judge or Trout Otani level, but in that second tier.
There were plenty of people that before the season started after the World Baseball Classic that he had him picked as the National League MVP because of how good he was in the World Baseball Classic. He's going to Philly, wanted to be in Philly, all the new rules. I mean, how fast he is, the kind of effect he can, bigger bases. You know, pitchers can only throw over twice. What that would do for him and his ability to steal.
Right.
I mean, yeah, this has been for him. This is. I'd be interested to see what sports talk radio in Philly sounds like.
They must just don't you think? I mean, that performance. I mean, Philly sports talk radio is brutal to begin with, and I'm sure, like we did, they got a pass for quite a while with the Sixers. But now that's got to be out the window, and they have to be just merciless on the Phillies.
Right. Coming off a trip to the World Series, Harper is back. And, you sign one of the better players in baseball who hasn't been good. I mean, you mentioned Schwarber. I mean, he's got the power numbers, but it's, 160.
160?
160? It's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
And over the last couple years, let's face it, too, over the last couple years, the Mets have owned the Phillies.
Which is really great. Now, if we could switch that to the football a little bit, that would be also great. Here is Buck Showalter on sweeping the Dirty Phillies.
You like to get into a season where you're a faceless opponent that you just need to go play well. We played well defensively, with exception of the ball we threw in the left field. You know, Lindor's been playing a solid shortstop, and Pete made a big double play that a lot of first basemen don't make. You know, it's just regardless of who it is and whether they're in our division or not, you don't get extra points. It's like a home run. You don't get a run and a half for hitting it real far. Every game counts, and you are who you are. You know, you seek your level.
He says stuff by the end. I'm like, wait, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, but he says stuff that's not necessarily it's not necessarily true. It is. I mean, it's bigger to win division games.
Of course it is.
It all counts as a win, but it's also, you're trying to, the best way to make the playoffs is to win your division. So anytime you can beat a division team, especially with how the schedule is this season, you don't have as many opportunities as you've had in the past. You got to take advantage of it, especially when they're struggling. You saw last year, they got off to a slow start, fired their manager, and all of a sudden they end up in the World Series. So it's doable. Right now it doesn't look great for them, but they do have, they have a lot of talent, man.
A lot of talent, and they were in the same position last year. Look at their pitching staff. Wheeler is terrific. Nola typically is good. Taiwan Walker, right? Suarez was good last season. They are typically a very good team. My thing is not, are they done? Because I don't think that at all. And with the wild cards, you're almost never really done. It's at what point do they turn this thing around with Philadelphia? And it's just nice you caught them at this time and had your way with them.
Right, and for the last, from now to, all through last year, we've had our way with them. And so I get what he's saying, and you try to relate to your team that, every game's the same. You don't go by the opponent, focus on yourselves and what you need to do, take care of your own business. And then, by the time the game is over, if you do all those things right, you'll be on the right side of it. But that's not true. There are certain teams, and every game against a division opponent is a more important game. So you're telling me now that this upcoming football season, those games against the Eagles for you in Dallas or me at Buffalo and Miami aren't more important?
I didn't say it. Don't come after me.
Oh, but it's silly, though. Why even say it? It's silly because it's not true.
Because he says some stuff that I don't know why he says a lot of the stuff he says.
Why not stop at Francisco Lindor has been unbelievable defensively? It probably doesn't get enough credit for it.
You know what he's right with, though? And I fully agree, and it doesn't get nearly the conversation, or really any conversation, is the fact that Pete Alonso has turned himself into a really good defensive first baseman.
That's right. He has, because he works. He continues to get better. Yeah, you see these guys before games, how much work they put in.
But remember,
look,
that was
Francisco Alvarez.
You're right.
I mean, the whole talk about Francisco Alvarez as to why he can't start up in the major leagues is because he can't, defensively, he's not good. He's a liability. It's a veteran pitching staff. You got Kodai Senga. He just won't be able to do it. And now, and I get it, he threw the ball into left field yesterday. But, you talk about how Scherzer speaks about him after the games, right? How much time and effort and work he puts in. He's at the stadium at 1:30, breaking down tape to try to come up with a plan for his pitching staff. You read a quote not too long ago when that whole stupid notion that Alvarez could be sent down because he's got options left, about veteran pitchers would be pissed if they sent him down.
Yeah, they
would
be. The
other day with Kodai Senga, how smart he was. Oh, he's going to get a pitch clock violation. Let me go save him and go sprinting out there to make sure that we don't get a pitch clock violation. I mean, the kid is putting the work because he wants to be here. He wants to be a Major League Baseball player.
And you can Brett tell.
Brett Beatty, same thing.
And he is a Major League player. And I said it the other day, there's zero chance they're sending him down.
No, zero. I'll be interested to see what happens, though, how they want to approach this, because when Narvaez is
I think
is
Nito's going to be cut.
I don't know about that.
So what do you think? Then they get to carry three catchers.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you carry three catchers if you want to use Alvarez as a DH?
Yes. I would. But
well,
I don't know that
you?
That's...
I mean, are you good with... Have you seen enough Daniel Vogelback yet?
And by the way, he's like the one guy, Mets, and you could tell already, they can't stand him.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's our version of Aaron Hicks right now.
But I don't understand what it is. And again, I know they won, and you hate to be negative, but I think you have to be honest. What it is about him that they just continue to trot him out there?
They like the fact that he gets on base. I mean, the guy doesn't swing the bat. I don't know how he has no power, which makes no sense to me.
How is he that big with no power?
I don't get it. I think the bigger concern was, right, like you'll have a DH kind of platoon situation where, you know, against righties it'll be Vogelback. But when you look at Francisco Alvarez's number against righties, he's better against righties. So that really shouldn't be an issue. And Vientos, like, if you're going to have him up here, I can't have him here strictly to catch ceremonial first pitches. Like, he needs to play.
Yeah, he should be playing. And again, he came in yesterday in a big pinch hitting situation.
And got the job done.
And got the job done. A moment, by the way, that you had no recollection of ever happening.
All right.
RJ, he turns to me and he goes, how did it become 4-2? And I said, what do you mean? He's like, they're winning 3-2. I said, no. I said, Beatty double, doesn't ring a bell. And I said, the Marte bunt. Oh, yeah, the Marte bunt. And then the Vientos sack fly. He had no recollection.
I remember the Beatty double, and then for some reason, I think it was the second or third vodka pineapple in the sun that kind of maybe shut me down for a minute.
You should have seen these guys passing these vodka in these like beautiful jars, these vodka pineapple.
Yeah,
drinks.
Guess who limped home? Who like half crawled home with three of those souvenir mugs?
Your father-in-law?
Yes.
Where did he? I didn't know he was housing those.
Yes. Yeah, but all of a sudden I look over and he's carrying these three cups. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, these are nice cups. And of course my wife is like, I don't want these. I'm like, Cass, like the guy could barely stand up. He went through the trouble of like dumping them out and bringing them home. We have to keep them now.
Yeah, just find a way to keep them. By the way, RJ, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. RJ, how are you, by the way?
I'm great.
You were fun yesterday.
I had a blast. Yesterday was, you never know going in, because this is our first, like, true big outing, like, about us, right?
Right.
Like, we've kind of been to different K-show events and things like that, or station events, and yesterday blew away my expectations. And they were high to begin with, but they, amazing.
It really was amazing. And you're like a celebrity.
I don't know about celebrity.
Oh, come on.
But it was...
You signed autographs. What do you mean you don't know about celebrity? You signed autographs.
I devalued some items. It was really nice.
See,
but
you play this game of always undermining yourself. You don't understand the adoration you get there out in the public.
I'll tell you what. I think Ray and I shared this sentiment. If we didn't, we do now. I've never felt more like I guess what Rick would feel like when you played, or an athlete, or, you know, these people we cover. And it was incredible just to talk to people, put names to faces, people that call in. They, if I could just borrow a moment, they got us a card. They all put their actual hard earned money in an envelope, in a gift card, to give to Ange and I. And I brought it home and I gave it to her.
What? I didn't know about this.
I'm not kidding. And
Rick, did you know about this?
I did. Yeah, they told me on the train right in.
They bought you a gift card?
Like, I think it'd be tough to name everybody, but there were around 40. Company members.
Oh, that, my God.
Which it makes me feel like so many ways, but I can't, other than say thank you 1,000 times over, like, pay this back. And I showed it to my wife as a gift to the baby, and she, like, her jaw hit the floor. Like, she's like, these people, like, thought enough of you to do this? And I was like, yeah, like they took the day off of work. They bought stuff for the cookout. It was incredible. Truly incredible.
I didn't know they bought you a gift card. That is so nice.
I wish they wouldn't have, just because they'd done so much already. And I truly mean that. But, I mean, it happened, and I can only say thank you.
Now, how does that work with thank you notes? Do you write them individual thank you notes? Or
home visits, yeah.
Home visits.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like you're recruiting them.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so Lonnie came up to me on the train ride, and he said, hey, don't say anything, but, you know, we're going to present RJ with a gift for the baby. And I was like, I was like, Lonnie, that is way above and beyond. You guys didn't have to do that. And then he told me what it was, and I was like, excuse me? He goes, do you think it's enough? I was like, do I think it's enough? Like, the fact that you even thought to do it is enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really, really impressive.
I don't want to turn this about me.
Uh-huh. Of course you will, though.
But I mean, it's the last thing I want to do, because it's such a special moment, and RJ deserves everything he gets, and I'm thrilled.
But you feel it's time to move on.
I'm a hero!
The moment has passed, and it's time to move on.
But I sat next to Lonnie on the train ride to Citi Field, next to him. I'm the everyman. Didn't say a word. Make sure he runs up to you and tells you exactly about the gift card and what he's done and the amount of it. Not a word to me. Nothing.
Well, I think some people just look at me as kind of as the man of the people.
Your mother.
And you say nasty stuff.
No, I was so nice yesterday.
I think I'm more approachable.
I don't think so at all.
What do you mean?
I don't think so at all.
I think I'm very approachable.
I think that's erroneous. No, there's no way you're more approachable.
RJ, who's more approachable, me or Dave, in that environment?
I think in that environment, I think that's a testament to Lonnie believing that Rick would hold a secret or...
So you think I would have run up to him and be like, RJ, guess what? Guess what?
No, or not make it about him, which has happened now.
Well, no, I'm not making it about me. I'm just switching the topic because that was it was getting a little bland.
Wow.
Do you think there's a chance Lonnie would have mentioned this and you would have said, well, what about me? What did you get me?
No, where's my gift card?
Oh.
I also have financial needs.
Well, you know what? It is food, baby. It is my mom's birthday today.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
By the way, I heard that, Raymond.
Oh.
I mean, you're always the victim. You're always goodness. I would don't do that. I would never do that. Why do you take shots? And right off the bat this morning?
What, you didn't eat a lot yesterday?
No, nothing.
Not at all?
Not one bite of anything.
You ate more than us.
What? RJ stuck trying to get home, just starving, couldn't get any food.
I took two bites of eggs and had a little side piece of bacon. That's it.
You didn't have anything at the tailgate? That's another thing the company's got to get credit for. Like, these guys were over here cooking.
Cooking.
How about you? I mean, they treat you like you're a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. They love you.
it's you're taken aback by all the love. It's definitely not something you're used to, and you can't question those guys. They're dedicated. They love this show. And by and large, I talked to almost all of them. They're all very awesome people. It was really an awesome experience.
It really
couldn't
was.
Been better.
So this is what I wanted to mention before I switched over here, and I don't know how we got down this road, and that is there was a child. It was one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen, and Rick, I believe, was equally horrified. There was a child sitting about, I don't think he was with us at all, right?
No.
Sitting about two seats over from us.
Ugh.
he was eating his ice cream, and it was cute, right? He was eating his ice cream. And then he was taking his head, like rubbing the seats and rubbing his dad's head and just all over everything, touching everything that existed at Citi Field. And then taking his, not like a finger and putting it into his mouth, trying to take his entire hand and put it down his throat. And the germs that child must have ingested.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh.
My wife would have had a nervous breakdown.
It was, and the father did nothing.
Well, I think he's just trying to keep it together. I think that's the difference between moms and dads when they have the kids. Like, the dad's just trying to watch the game and keep this thing together. Like, what do you need? Some ice cream? What do you want? How do I keep you engaged in this game so we can stay? You want to suck on your whole hand?
Yeah.
How about it?
That was gross. It's like, oh, let me touch the bird poop on the seat and then hand right into mouth.
Ugh.
Ugh is right.
That was O'Reilly. That was tough.
It was gross. And every time he's done it, Rick's like, oh, no, stop. It was terrible. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts advice from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available for use during your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. I know he's got to feel like it was a tremendous success, and he is a huge reason part of it, and that is Lonnie in Harlem. Good morning, Lonnie. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave, Rick, Santee, and RJ. Shout out to the company. Good morning, family. Yesterday was a success. Me, personally, I just want to thank ESPN for finally making that happen. Thank Mickey for finally making that happen. And Dave, the only real reason I didn't tell you is because it played out perfectly. I wanted to tell Rick because I figured Rick obviously wouldn't say anything. And I figured RJ would say something on air. And then you would get to what you just did. And it would make for great radio.
Then, you know, so sincerely, then you're a genius. If you thought, I won't tell Dave, I'll tell Rick. Rick will now admit that he knew, and RJ will discuss it on air, and Dave will feel a way about it. If that was your thinking, you're like a grand chess master is what you are.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. We all know you're the genius. You're the prince. You're the grand chess master. You're the wizard. You're everything, but thank I you. Appreciate that. So, yeah. And plus, you know, you was preoccupied, spending a lot of time with John, and I didn't want to, you know, interrupt that as much as I was already, that I feel like I was doing, but... I just, you know, like I said, it really literally played out how I wanted it to, because I figured, you know, RJ might bring it on air. And the fact that RJ is such a gracious man, you know, spending a lot of time with me before I got on air, you know, reiterating the fact how happy and gracious him and Ange is. But like I said, as I told RJ, we literally just did that out of the love, you know, for him and the fact that it's a baby coming. And, you know, we want to feel a part of the baby's life as well, obviously. And we just want to feel about a part of you guys' lives, and that's why we showed up. We showed out because that's what we do for DPH on Rothenberg.
Yeah, and bottom line though, bottom line is you trust me more with the secret than Dave, though, right?
I'm a vault, Lonnie.
No. Don't start that, Rick, Uncle Rico. Don't start that because I trust Cousin Dave as well.
See, trust
like
Cousin
I said,
Dave.
It
creepy
all
Cousin
played
Dave.
Out like. Can you stop?
See,
you
he
are
can't.
The uncle. You are the uncle with the innuendos that we all love, so you need to stop yourself. And yesterday, like I said, yesterday played out. I mean, I can't thank, you know, a lot of the company members enough because they took control of, you know, especially like the tailgate and stuff like that.
Lonnie, honestly, we're up against it, and I hate to cut you short, but it really, you and you were awesome, and we noticed you cleaning up, and it was great, and thank you. It really was a sensational day.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.